أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had explained His Qudrat, and consequently that a person should not associate any partner with Allah Ta'ala, believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and become obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and stay away from His disobedience. The last ayat we read, that if the people still don't believe, and then don't worry about them, then you carry on, you are not blameworthy, you have done your duty. Now in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ or samjata, keep on reminding them. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَا تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَ سَمْجَانَ كَامْ آتَهِ إِمَانْ وَالُوكُمْ. That if this, your keep on continual reminder is a beneficial for the believers. That is, if this non-believers do not accept and they do not believe, then you don't have to worry. You have done your duty, you have conveyed the message, and as you were required to, fully, you made your full effort to convey the message. But you keep on reminding those that have iman, a spark of iman, or there is possibility of iman coming in them, they are going to benefit. So your work is to carry on to remind all the time. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Or maine jo banaye jin aur aadmi, so apni bandagi ko. And Allah says that I have created jinn and man, I have created them solely for my worship. This is just like a person who gives a person a job, and then he tells him, or the father gives the son, he tells him, you come and work in the shop and I will see to all your needs. When you have to get married, I'll get you married. When you need a house, I'll give you a house. When you need a car, I'll give you a car. I'll see to all your things. All you have to do, and it gives him his duties, what his duties are. You just have to do these duties. Now he just does his duties. He doesn't have to worry of getting a house, of buying a car. His father is going to do everything for him. So Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that all you have to do is worship me. The rest is, I will see to your needs. I will fulfill all your needs. And this, that it looks like we are fulfilling our own needs, we are working, etc., this is just on the out, so on the outside. Otherwise, in reality, it is only Allah alone who is fulfilling all our needs. And Allah has done this just for us to worship Him. And this is for jinn and man. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ. Other things, the birds, etc., mountains, the land, all these things also Allah have created them, but they are all the time in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, in His obedience. They are all the time doing what they are required to do by Allah Ta'ala, but they don't have a choice. They have to do just what they are created for. Man, Allah gave a choice. Allah created him for His worship, but Allah gave him a choice. And it is on this choice of his that he gets Jannat or Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala has created us for His worship, and at the same time, He hasn't made it haram in any way, or even makruh, to do our worldly things. We can earn our living, we can see to the building of our house, we can see to our necessities, all that. And if we do it with the correct intention, and in the correct sunnat way, then that in fact also becomes ibadat. So our whole life can be ibadat, and we can be in the worship of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So Allah has created us solely for His worship. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ مَنْ نَهِي چَاہْتَهُ اُنْسَ رُزِينَ. I do not wish that they must earn and feed me. Like a father who becomes old, he tells his son, see, when you were small, I did everything for you. Now, I'm old and weak, I cannot manage, you must look after me now. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that. Allah doesn't want any rosy or any service from us. Allah doesn't need our ibadat or anything. Whatever we do, it is for our own good or to our own detriment. It is not that Allah Ta'ala is in need of us. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. اور نہیں چاہتا کہ مجھ کو کھلائے. and neither do I desire that they must feed me. They don't have to earn for me and they don't have to feed me. Allah is totally free of eating and being fed. Inna Allah huwa al-Razzaq. Allah jo hai wahi hai rozi dene wala. Allah alone, He is the only one who is the giver of rozi. And He gives rozi not only to thakalain, jinn and man, but He gives rozi to all His creation. Whether it is the animals, the fish, the birds, the ants, the insects, and He's providing for them also all the time. So He is Razzaq. And Dhul Quwwatil Mateen. Zor Awar Masboot. And Allah is very, very powerful and very strong. So Allah alone is the, He will give and He will see to rozi. And if we catch the right end of the stick, that is we come into the obedience of Allah and we make tawbah of our wrongs and our errors, then Allah Ta'ala sees to us in a good way. Allah will provide for us. But if we catch the stick at the wrong end, and that we feel that we have to do our earning, and we haven't got time for ibadat, we haven't got time to observe the laws and the commands of Allah, then it works against, the whole system works against us. For a while it will look like we are doing things, but then we will see that whole system backfires and it works against us. What we have to realize, we must please Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will see to all our needs. فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذَنُوبًا مِثْلَ ذَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ. So in gunahgaron ka bhi dhol bhar chuka hai, jaise dhol bhara unke saathiyon ka. So these people who do not even believe in Allah Ta'ala and who do disobey Allah Ta'ala, their buckets have become full, just like the previous people's buckets have become full. Like people filling water at a well. Once your bucket is full, you carry on, you move on. The next person comes, he fills his bucket. His bucket gets full, he moves on. So people who have disobeyed Allah, they fill their buckets with the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And the consequences are what we see clearly, what is around us. A person then has problems from all sides, difficulties and hardships, because we disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. We broke His laws. فَلَا تَسْتَعَجِلُونَ. Ab mujhse jaldi na kare, and do not be in a hurry. Everyone on his time, he will see the consequences of his actions. Wise it is for a person to make tawbah as soon as possible, to make sincere tawbah, to correct one's life, and to come in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. To believe properly in Allah Ta'ala, and to be in conformity with His laws and in His obedience. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُوْعَدُونَ. So خَرَابِ هِمْ مُنْكِرُوكُ. So there is great destruction for those people who disbelieve in Allah. And they don't even accept Allah Ta'ala as the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer. They feel they are their own gods. They are doing their own thing. And they are earning and living by their own efforts and by their own intelligence. مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُوْعَدُونَ. Unke us din se, jiska unse wada ho chuka hai. For there is great destruction for them for that day which they have been promised. That is the day of Qiyamah. That day they will see fully their destruction openly. If Allah did not even take them to task their whole lives here, and everything went smooth here, but Qiyamah's day they will see, when they disbelieved in Allah or they disobeyed Him, what the consequences will be. So these ayat teach us that we must also keep on reminding others. This reminder is beneficial for ourselves also, because we have got iman, and it will be a reminder to us all the time. And we should keep in mind that we are here in this world not for the worship, not for the worldly things. We are here for akhirat. And we have been fully permitted to see to our worldly needs also, but our object of life is the akhirat, and that is what we must prepare for. And Allah is the provider, and He will see to our needs. Wa akhiru da'wana.